Let's start by gently tapping the palm of your left hand with the fingers of your right hand. Do this as many times as you need to get a sense of that part of your body. And then stop tapping and take the time to notice the sensation in the palm of your hand. What do you feel? Do you feel tingly? Do you feel a vibration? Do you feel numb, hot, or cold? Just notice whatever you feel, and maybe even look at your hand and say something like, "This is my hand. My hand belongs to me. My hand is a part of me." You can use any words that seem right to help you get the idea of ownership. Ownership of each part of yourself as belonging to a greater whole. Okay, now turn your hand over and begin tapping the back of your hand. Again, notice the sensation on the back of your hand. Follow it for a moment, noticing how it changes. Again, say something like, "This is the back of my hand. I feel the back of my hand. The back of my hand belongs to me." And continue leading yourself through every part of your body, lower and upper arms, feet, calves, thighs, abdomen, upper torso, buttocks, back, neck, face, and head. And again, remember to do this gently, with awareness. It's not just the tapping, it's the tapping and the feeling. You may be tapping your arms, say the outer part of your arms, and saying, "These are my arms. I can feel my arms. I feel tingly in my arm. My arm belongs to me." Then tapping the shoulder. "This is my shoulder. I can feel my shoulder. My shoulder and my arm are connected. My shoulder and my arm are part of me." And then you can take some time to feel the connection between your shoulders, arms, and hands. Continue noticing anywhere that you feel some sense of connection. You can gently touch and pat the top of your scalp, your forehead, your chest, your stomach, your legs, pelvis, your knees, and feet. And each time, say something like what I had suggested to you. But of course, your words are going to be much better than my words, most likely. This skin boundary exercise might take about half an hour. But I invite you to take as much time with this exercise, or as little, as feels right for you each time that you practice. What's important is that you develop an ability to pace yourself and recognize your own window of tolerance and assimilation, gently increasing your comfort zone over time. Now, I'm going to give you another version of working with your skin boundary. I call this the shower exercise. If you choose to try this one, you'll need to purchase an inexpensive pulsing shower head, if you don't already have one. Adjust the shower head to a comfortable temperature and a comfortable level of intensity. Put your hand up to the shower. Feel a pulsing on your hand and again say something like, "This is the palm of my hand. I feel the palm of my hand. It belongs to me. It's part of my body." And then turn the back of your hand to it and again, repeat the exercise. and do that with as many parts of your body as you want to do at that time. In other words, exactly the same as the previous exercise, but using the pulsing water for contact instead of your opposite hand. Now that you've gotten some sense of the skin boundary and the container it provides for you, in other words, that it allows you to be able to feel more alive and to hold more of your feelings of aliveness or any other feelings that you might be feeling, I'm going to suggest that you learn about an even more solid container, the deeper boundary, that of your muscles. So take your right hand and put it on the side of your left upper arm. Now squeeze the muscles gently, but firmly, so that you can really feel the density of the muscles and the feeling of your muscles, their tension or their relaxation or their sense of collapse. Again, say something like, "This is my muscle. This is part of me. This is a deeper container for my feelings and my sensations." Next, you might move your awareness to your shoulders, squeezing them a few times, feeling the tension build as you squeeze and release. And again, find your own rhythm of squeezing each muscle and letting it go. The idea is to really maximize your sensing of those muscles. You are actually feeling into those muscles. When you first try this exercise, you may need to apply a little bit more pressure to get the feeling. But the idea is to use just enough pressure to get a sense of your muscle. So as you feel and squeeze those parts of your body, you are beginning to actually feel the container and the boundary of your feelings. This, again, is very important because, as you probably already know, one of the places where people who are traumatized and abused have a lot of issues is in making and sustaining boundaries. Physical boundaries, emotional boundaries, energetic boundaries, interpersonal boundaries. And by starting with the body, this will expand out into those different strata of boundaries. Remember to take as much time as you need to go over each part of your body in order to reacquaint yourself with it and how it's connected with every other part in your whole being. Here's another exercise that will help you to extend what you've already learned and experienced with your body boundaries out into the realm of interpersonal boundaries. Sit in a comfortable place, probably on a carpet, and have a ball of yarn with you. Now, first, as you're sitting there, really feel where your boundaries project out to. Feel that from your body. And then take the string, lay the string down around your whole body, from the very front all the way around to the side, all the way to the back, around your backside, the other side, and back in the front, so that you have a continuous imagined boundary of the yarn. Now, when you're in that position, I want you just to practice saying something like, "This is my personal boundary. You cannot come into this boundary unless I ask you to come into this boundary." You can also do this exercise with a friend or a family member, someone that you trust, and imagine saying it to them. And particularly if you're in a relationship where you're having some problems with boundaries, this is a really nice way actually for both people to get a sense of what their boundaries are and when not, they're allowed to come into your boundary or you come into theirs. As we did with the skin tapping exercise, it may be of benefit by saying to yourself the affirmations that we have gone over for each part of your body. Make your statements slowly and self-compassionately as you feel each muscle and how it's connected to the whole of your body. You might even find it helpful to mention its function as you squeeze it. For example, you might say, "This is my calf muscle. It helps me to stand my ground or to move with more bounce or more quickly. These are my muscles of the sides of my arms. They help me make personal boundaries." In other words, feel what happens as you move your elbows out. You know, the expression elbow room. These are muscles that actually help you specifically to make interpersonal boundaries. Muscle squeezing is something that can be practiced inconspicuously. For example, when you're standing in line at the checkout counter or on a line at the bank. And, for example, you can hold your arms and squeeze the outside borders of them with your hands. This is something that you can do just to remind yourself over and over that you have a body, and that body has boundaries, and that body contains your sensations and feelings. Although a considerable amount of change may be experienced doing these exercises just one time, it's more likely that you'll get the most benefit by repeating them, progressing with more awareness and more comfort over time. It will also help to do them sometimes in conjunction with another exercise in the learning program. In doing these exercises and building a sense of your body as your container, you'll find a greater capacity to befriend some of the uncomfortable sensations and feelings that may have previously been disconnected or dissociated from your experience.